我们今天要看的经文就是两段经文，第一段就是取自提摩太后书三章十六节，然后第二段经文是在彼得后书第一章第二十节到二十一节。如果你有圣经的话，打开提摩太后书三章十六节。
We have two scriptures today. The first one is 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 16 to 17.
提摩太后书第三章十六节。
2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16.
十六节讲圣经都是神所默示的，以教训、读责、使人归正。教导人学义都是有益的。
All scripture is God-breathed and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness.
好，那我们看彼得后书第一章第二十节到二十一节。
And then open to 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 20 to 21.
彼得后书第一章第二十节，第一要紧的，该知道经上所有的预言没有可随私意解说的，因为预言从来没有出于人意的，乃是人被圣灵感动说出神的话来。
2 Peter chapter 1 verses 20 to 21。Above all, you must understand that no prophecy of Scripture came about by the prophet's own interpretation. I'm missing a verse, that's why I'm looking here, sorry.And then verse 21, because no prophecy ever came by the impulse of man, but man moved by the Holy Spirit spoke from God.
让我们安静在神的面前祷告。
Let us bow our head before God.
天父，我们感谢你今天带领我们来到这个圣殿来敬拜你。
Lord, we thank you for leading us here today to worship.
我们求圣灵带领我们以下的时间。
We pray that the Holy Spirit will lead the following time.
保守我们心思意念。
Protect our heart and our mind.
让我们的敬拜能够达到你的面前。
And may our worship be able to reach to you.
让我们的心能够与你的心相通。
May our heart be able to be in line with yours.
让我们在这个敬拜里面得到你的喜悦和平安。
And may our worship.Be acceptable to you, be pleasing to you.
我们求圣灵来掌管我们以下的时间。
And we pray that the Holy Spirit will have control of the time.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名求。
And we pray these in the name of Jesus Christ.
那今天我们的聚会方式有点不一样。
Today the way we worship is going to be a little different.
所以在我还没有分享今天的信息之前，我们来一个圣经问答游戏。
So before the preaching, we're going to have a little Bible trivia.
这个游戏就分成两组。
There will be two groups.
那么第一组和第二组。
Group one and group two.
这个游戏有一些规律要跟从的。
There will be rules for this trivia.
每一个人只可以答一次。
Each person can only answer once.
你答了就不能再答。
So if you have answered it once, you cannot answer any more questions.
所以比如说我问这组第一个问题。
So for example, if I ask this group the question number one.
比如说 Mark 起来回答这个问题。
And then Mark answered the question.
如果他答对的话他们就拿一分。
So if he's correct, then this group has one point.
但是如果 Mark 答不出来的话，
But if Mark can't answer the question,
那么就由其他的人来答。
Then the others in the group can answer.
但是那个规律就是你曾经答过了，你就不可以再回答。
So the rule is, if you have answered once, you will not be allowed to answer anymore.
那你们明白吗？
So do you understand?
而且我问这个问题的时候，十五秒钟之后，你一定要有答案。
You have 15 seconds to answer the question.
然后十五秒钟过后，你答不出来，就轮到第二个人。
So if you can't answer after 15 seconds, then the next person will answer.
好，这里第一组。
So group one.
准备好吗？
Are you ready?
圣经一共有多少本书？
How many books are there in the Bible?
你站起来， you stand up.对，然后这组啊，第二组啊。
Okay, group two.
旧约圣经有几本书
？How many books are in the Old Testament?
不可以看。39对。
39,
he said. 好，这组啊，新约圣经有多少本
？How about New Testament? How many books?
27本啊，对呀、啊。到这组啊，圣经前面五本书的作者是谁
？Who are the authors of the first five books of the Bible？
摩西。
Moses。
到这组啊，请说明这五本书的名称。
The names of these first five books。
What are the name of the first five book of the Bible?
The book, the name of the book.
Wow. 感觉到很惭愧哦。
Are you ashamed?
我们到第二组了。
Group two，
请说明旧约圣经的原文和新约圣经的原文。
What is the original language for Old Testament and the New Testament？
旧约是希伯来文，新约是希腊文。
还有一个呢？
旧约。
还有一个语文。
还有一个语文是那个亚兰文。
She answered she answered correctly. Old Testament is Hebrew and Aramaic, and New Testament is Greek.
然后这个第一组啊，旧约圣经最后那本书是什么书
？What is the last book in the Old Testament?
马拉基书。
Malachi.
好，准备了第二组啊，四福音书和罗马书中间那本书是什么书？
What is? You guys are too fast. You gotta give me time to translate. You got the answer anyway. The question was, what is the book between the four gospel and Roman? And the answer Acts.
第一组啊，请说明新约圣经四福音书的名称，从第一本到第四本要有顺序的。
The four gospel in order. The name of the four gospels in order.
对，好，第二组，请说明这个箴言书的作者。
Who's the author of Proverbs？
所罗门啊，站起来嘛！你讲过你不可以讲，扣分。
扣分。Charlie already answered one, so you guys got deducted one point.
好，第一组啊，第一组啊。
Group one.
请说明尼希米记是在诗篇的前面还是后面
？Is Nehemiah before Psalm or after Psalm？
对 ，before 在之前哦，在之前，对。
他没有站起来，刚刚。
有。
reason that she didn't stand up. 好，
到第二组啊，第二组。以弗所书在腓立比书的前面还是后面
？Is Ephesians before Philippines or after？
前面。好，对对对。啊，这组啊，新约圣经的预言书是哪一本？
What is the book of？
好，不行。
Prophecy in the New Testament。
启示录。
Revelation。
啊，到第二组啊，保罗的书信一共有几本
？How many books did Paul write？
没有人知道啊。好，第一组。
Okay, group one.
Group one, group one, 有人。13本。
13.
对对对。
What about Hebrews?
啊？哦，台湾的 debate 我。好，最后一个问题啊，第二组啊，耶稣的诞生记录在哪本书？超过一本。
The birth of Christ, how many books was it recorded in? It's more than one.
好，有没有人知道
？Anybody know?
七个，不是在哪本福音书？福音书里面在哪？
No, it's in the four gospels. Which?
Which two gospel?
Which two gospel was it recorded in?
啊？
他。
没有人知道。
Anybody know?
还是在那里？有没有人知道？马太、路加
，Matthew and Luke
你。你在马可福音找不到，你在约翰福音也找不到。马可啊，马太跟路加。
这是 Matthew and Luke。
所以一般的孩子都以为他们所喝的奶啊是从店里买来的。
So in general, small children think that the milk they drink came from the store.
可是当他们长大以后，他们就发觉到。其实牛奶是从农场里面的牛而来的。
So as they grow up, then they discover that the milk came from the cows from the farm.
我在大学念书的时候，我有一位室友。
When I was in college, I have a roommate.
他已经毕业了，而且已经出来工作了。
He had graduated and he started working.
他这么大的年纪，从来没有看过一个活生生的鸡。
As old as he is, he has never seen a chicken.
那么，但吃鸡肉已经吃了20多年了。
But he has been eating chicken meat for over 20 years.
还以为鸡是从商店那边买的。
So he thought the chicken came from the store.
那么鸡都是没有头没有脚的。
And that a chicken doesn't have a head or feet.
啊，这是他的观念。
That is his perception.
那么同样的，很多基督徒只知道。这本圣经可能就是一本英文圣经或者中文圣经。
Similarly, a lot of Christians think that this Bible is maybe a Chinese book or English book.
也不知道到底圣经是从哪里来的。
They don't know where the Bible came from.
然后刚才我们看那节经文，提摩太后书3:16告诉我们。
But in the scripture we just read in 2 Timothy chapter 3 verse 16.
他说圣经都是神所默示的，以教训孺子，使人归正，教导人学义，都是有益的，叫属神的人得以完全，预备行各样的善事。
All scripture is God's breath and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting and training in righteousness.So that the man of God may be thoroughly equipped for every good work.
那圣经讲，圣经是神所默示的。
So the Bible said all scripture is God breathed.
那么这换句话说，就是从创世纪到启示录 都是神所默示的。
So in other words, from Genesis to Revelation, they are all inspired by him.
那么中文这默示两个字在英文圣经翻译成 inspire。
So in English, it's translated inspired.
那么有一些英文圣经就把它翻成是 God breathed。
And some in other translation is God breathed.
就是神的气息的意思。
It means the breath of God.
就好像现在从我口中所说出的话。
It's just like when I'm talking.
那么是借着我肺部的气所产生出来的。
It has to come from the breath in my lungs.
那么经过我的声带。
Through the vocal cord.
然后经过我的喉咙。
Through the larynx.
那么借着我的这个舌头跟我的这个嘴唇。
Through using my tongue and my lips.
那把这些话语形成。
And then I can form the words.
但是我口中所出来的话语
But the words that come out of my mouth
那是来自我肺部的气
Came from the air in my lungs
所以当一个人吹这个喇叭的时候
So as a person tries to play the trumpet
所以他把他的气吹进这个喇叭
He has to blow the air in his lungs
然后这个喇叭就发出这个响声
And then the trumpet has to sound
而且能够产生一些美妙的音乐
And can cause beautiful music
那么这个人把比如说这个人也可以把这些气吹进不同的乐器
This person can blow air into different instruments
比如说那个拉管就是好像那个 trombone 这样
For example the trombone
或者那个大号或者 tuba 或者一些萨克斯管就是 saxophone这些不同的乐器会发出不同的音乐。
These different instruments will give forth different kind of music.
所以神把他的气吹进人的身上。
So God breathes into a person.
然后把他的话语传达给人。
And he tells them his words.
所以神把使用这些不同时代的人。
So God used Men from different different time.
而且末世四十多位这个作者把这个圣经写成。
And he inspired over 40 authors to write the Bible.
所以我们看到这66本书有它不同的风格。
So as we look at the 66 books, they have all different styles.
而且有它的特点。
And they also have their special characteristic.
那么刚才我们看这个彼得后书第一章第二十节跟二十一节这么说。
As we read 2 Peter chapter 1 verse 20 to 21, it says.
他说第一要紧的，该知道经上所有的预言没有可随何意解说，因为预言从来没有出于人意，乃是人被圣灵感动，说说神的话语。
First of all, you must understand this, that no prophecy of Scripture is a matter of one's own interpretation, because no prophecy ever came by the impulse of man, but man moved by the Holy Spirit spoke from God.
我们也注意到刚才这个提摩太后书三章十六节那边讲。
And especially in 2 Timothy chapter 3 verse 16.
反正那边讲到圣经都是神所默示的。
He said all Scripture is God breathed.
所以请注意这两个字都是。
Pay attention, all scripture.
他的意思就是说，圣经每一句话语都是神所默示的。
It means every single word in the Bible is inspired by God.
所以当主耶稣在旷野被魔鬼试探的时候
，So when Jesus was tempted by the devil in the wilderness,
所以魔鬼对耶稣说
，The devil said to Jesus,
你若是神的儿子。可以吩咐这些石头变成食物。
He said, "If you are the Son of God, tell these stones to become bread."
但是耶稣基督却对魔鬼说。
But then Jesus answered.
他说：“经上这么说。
”He said, "It is written."
人活着不是单靠食物，乃是靠神口里所出的一切话。
Man does not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of God.
所以圣经的话语是来自神的口里。
So the words of the Bible comes from God.
这本圣经虽然有四十多位的作者，
even though this Bible has 40 some authors，
但是最终的作者是神。
But the ultimate author is God.
所以神默示了四十多位作者写成了这本圣经。
So God has inspired over 40 people to write this Bible.
他们都是活在不同的文化、不同的背景、不同的时代。
They live under different times, different culture, different background.
然后比如说这个创世纪是在主前1400多年写成的。
For example, Genesis was written over 1040 years before Christ.
那么这本启示录呢，是在主后大概90年的时候写成。
But Revelation was written 90 years after Christ's death.
所以我们看到这本圣经是在大概1500年的时间被写成。
So you can see, this Bible was written over a span of 1500 years.
而不是在几年的时间，这本圣经就被写成。
It was not written within a few years.
那么这些人，而且是来自13个不同的国家。
These authors came from 13 different countries.
他们有些是牧羊人。
Some of those are shepherds.
有一些是君王。
Some are kings.
有一个是医生。
There is one doctor.
有一些是学者，他们是历史学家。
There are some historic scholars.
有一些是很没有受过什么教育的。
And some don't have much education.
所以他们用了三种语文把这个圣经写成。
So they used three different languages to finish writing this Bible.
很奇妙的，这本圣经虽然在不同文化或者时代，写成。
And miraculously, even though this Bible was written in under different culture and different times,
由不同的人把这本圣经写成。
And they were written by different people.
但是我们发觉到这本圣经所讲的东西都是一致的。
But we discover that all what's said in the Bible have no contradiction.
It's in unity. And 没有冲突。
There's no contradiction.
这是不可能的事情，除非这是来自神。
This is impossible unless it came from God.
举个例子吧。
For example.
那比如说我们这个 fellowship, 就是我们那个副堂那个地毯，我觉得有点又脏又旧。
Okay, for example, I felt that the carpet in our fellowship hall is a little old and dirty.
我们要把这个地毯重新换一个新的。
We're going to change the carpet.
那么我们就在我们当中选出40位来做个决定，看要什么颜色。
So we pick 40 people out of the congregation to decide on the color of the carpet.
或者我们当中有一些做医生的。
So there may be some of among us that are medical doctors.
也有做教授的。
Or professors.
工程师。
Engineers.
老师。
Teachers.
我们做餐馆的。
Restaurant owners.
做家庭主妇的。
Housewives.
然后吩咐他们召开一个会议。
And so we ask them to have a meeting.
就是提供他们的意见看到底我们要放什么颜色。
To give us input on the color of the carpet.
很可能呢，你会发觉到他们很难达到一个共同点。
So you can find out that it is extremely difficult to have consensus.
因为当我们换这个大堂的地毯的时候
，Because as we change the carpet in this worship center.
我们只找了两个人来决定那个颜色。
We just found two people to decide on the color.
但是发觉到还是有一些什么意见。
But then we discover that there are still differences.
但是这本圣经的作者不是每一个都是活在同一个时代。
All the authors of the Bible, they do not live in the same time.
而且他们有机会坐在一起讨论某一件事情。
They did not have the opportunity to sit in the room and discuss.
他们很多都没有曾经见过面的。
A lot of them have not even seen each other.
但他们却能够谈到同样的事情。
But they are able to write about the same thing.
这是很奇妙的事情。
And that is very, it's miraculous.
原因就是因为圣经是神所默示的。
It's because the Bible is inspired by God.
然后写成这本圣经，他们所写的是因为来自一位作者。
And it's also because all that they have written down came from one author.
那么这位作者就是那创造天地万物的神。
And this author is the God of creation.
所以今天我们手上这本翻译本，比如说是中文版或者英文版也好。
So the translation, the translated Bible that we have in our hands, either Chinese or English.
那么他们大部分都是从这个古抄本。
They are all translated from the manuscript.
然后这些古抄本是由当时的文士用手抄的。
These manuscripts are hand copied by the scribes at that time.
啊，今天就很容易，今天啊不用抄啊，我们把它放在那个 photocopy machine， 一下子就出来。
Today is very easy. We don't have to hand copy it. We can just slide it on a copy machine, and here it comes.
我们知道这个。蹂躏机啊，这个 printing machine 是在一次五六年才被发明。
We know that the printer was invented in 1456.
换句话说，之前的人他们如果要要有一些文字的东西，他们必须用手来抄。
In other words.Any copy before that time has to be hand copied.
所以当时的圣经啊是用手抄的。
So at that time the Bible has to be hand copied.
所以你想象到啊要花很多时间，而且很多精力才可以抄到一本圣经。
So you can imagine the energy spent in copying the Bible.
但是这些文士他们很准，抄得很准。
But all the scribes, when they copy, everything was exact.
所以这本圣经比如说这本新约圣经它的原文是希腊文。
So, for example, if you look at the New Testament, the original language was written in Greek.
所以到目前为止，他们所发现这个。古抄本啊，就是希腊文的古抄本，大概有5000多份。
And they've discovered until now that the hand-copied manuscript has about 5,000 copies.
而且这5000多份里面，它们的差异很小很小。
And the mistakes found in the manuscript are tiny.
所以你想象到这些文士他们很厉害。
So you can see that the scribes are really some people.
所以他们抄得很准。
They are very precise.
那么当然在今天到目前为止还没有发现到这个就是原本。
Up to this time, the original manuscript.
Autograph.
The autograph?
Yeah.
The autograph of the Bible
has not been found. 所以我们分明啊，就是圣经有一个叫做 autograph， 就是呢还有一个 manuscript。就是原稿跟那个，就是好像比如说保罗写那本嘛，就是保罗亲自写那本，到目前为止没有被发现。
So the autograph is what it was written down by the original author. Those have not been found yet.
但是旧约圣经它的这个古抄本也被发现。
But manuscript has been discovered.
For the Old Testament.
For the Old Testament.
那么就是在1947年的时候，我们都知道这个这个死海古卷被发现。
We all know in 1947 the Dead Sea Scroll was discovered.
那么很奇妙的，有一天有一个牧羊孩童。
There was a little shepherd boy.
因为他有一次羊迷失了。
One of his sheep was lost.
所以他就去找。
So he was looking for it.
那么刚好找这个羊的时候，他走进一个山洞里面。
So as he was looking for the sheep, he went into a cave.
所以他发现到有一些罐子。
And he saw a bunch of jars there.
然后他就看到这个罐子里面装了那些皮革做的是一些古抄本。
And as he looked closer, he noticed that there are some leather scrolls in the jar.
那么这些古抄本都是整本，差不多讲是。所有圣经里面旧约圣经基本上每一本书除了这个以斯帖。
They discover later that all the leather scrolls contain all the manuscripts from the Old Testament except the book of Esther.
而且这个以赛亚书基本上是很完整。
And the book of Isaiah was almost complete.
我们知道这个死海古卷是大概在主前200年被抄的。
And they noticed that the manuscript was made in 2000 years before Christ. I mean 200 years before Christ.
Yeah, 所以离开现在大概2000多年的时间。
So it's about 2000 years from this.
所以他们在1947年的时候发现这个旧约圣经的古抄本。
So in 1947, they discovered the old manuscript.
所以刚才我们秀清姐妹答的对了，就是旧约圣经是以希伯来文写的。
So just now, Xiu Qing answered correctly. The Old Testament was written in Hebrew.
但是有一小部分是以亚兰文写的。
But a small portion of it is written in Arabic.
亚兰文的字母跟希伯来文有点相似。
Their letters in both languages are similar.
如果你要知道亚兰文圣经在哪里。
If you want to find a Bible in Aramaic,
是在《但以理书》第二章第四节到后第七章第二十八节。
It is Daniel chapter 2, Daniel 2 to 4, and then chapter 7:28.
然后在《以斯拉》四章八节到六章十八节。
And then Ezra chapter 4:8 through Chapter 6 of 18.
然后在七章第十二节到二十六节。
And then again in chapter 7 verses 12 to 26.
等你发现到亚兰文只是一小部分。
So you know that the portion used using Arabic to write is very small.
那么然后这个新约圣经我们知道是希腊文。
We know the New Testament was written in Greek.
所以这个旧约圣经在主前四百年的时候被翻译成。整本旧约圣经被翻译成亚兰文。
The whole Old Testament was translated into Aramaic in 400 BC.
那么后来又在主前大概250年的时候，把整个旧约圣经翻译成希腊文。
And then in 250 BC, it was translated into Greek.
刚才我讲这个新约圣经是希腊文。
Just now I said the New Testament was written in Greek.
那么在大概主后四百年的时候，有一个人叫做 Jerome。
And then in 400 AD, there's a guy called Jerome.
那么他就把这个新约圣经翻译成这个成为这个，其实不是单单新约圣经，就是旧约跟新约哦，翻译成为这个拉丁文。
He translated the Old and the New Testament into Latin language.
所以这本拉丁文圣经一直使用到。到这个就是这个罗马天主教就是在十六世纪的时候。
And so in the so this Latin Bible was used by the Roman Catholic Church during the 15th century.
所以今天罗马天主教的权威翻译本就是这个拉丁文圣经。
So the Roman Catholic's authoritative translation is in Latin.
你知道英文圣经是在什么时候翻译成的
？Do you know when the English Bible was translated？
英文圣经是在1380年的时候，有一位英国的人叫做 John Wycliffe。
It is translated in 1380 by John Wycliffe。
他把它翻译成英文圣经。
He translated it from Latin to English。
很可惜他不懂这个希伯来文跟希腊文。
But unfortunately, he does not understand
Hebrew and Greek.
So he has to use the Latin translation.
你知道他翻译这个英文圣经的时候，他面对什么事情？
Do you know what he was facing while he was doing the English translation?
因为他把这个圣经从拉丁文翻译成英文，他失去了他的生命。
Because of translating the Bible from Latin to English, he lost his life.
因为我们知道当时的教会就是所谓天主教他们认为只有那些神职人员才可以看圣经。
Because at that time, the Roman Catholic Church think that only the people in the Holy Office can read the Bible.
所以其他的人都不可以看。
Other people cannot read the Bible.
所以，当他把英文圣经翻译成 啊，把这个拉丁文圣经翻译成英文的时候，啊，他就失去了他的生命。
So he lost his life after he completed the translation.
其实英文圣经啊，最初从这个希伯来文啊或者希腊文翻成英文的时候，就是那个 King James Version.
The first Bible translated from the Greek language is King James.
也就是在1611年的时候被翻译成。
And it was completed in 1611.
然后这个如果你们手上有这个 New American Standard Bible 的话，是在1971年被翻译成。
The New American Standard Bible was translated in 1971.
然后你如果手上有一本圣经是 NIV 的话 ，New International Version 是在1983年。
And if you have NIV version, it is in 1983.
那么这本中文圣经是在什么时候被翻译成
？And when did the Chinese Bible?Translated.
有没有人知道
？Does anybody know?
最后的一个圣经游戏回答问题。
This is the last trivia question.
啊？啊？1913, 1919.
1913, 1919. 那首先是谁把这个The Bible in the Chinese, the very original one.
Morrison. 然后 Morrison 是什么时候去中国大陆
？It is it's Morrison. And when did Morrison go to China?
Yeah. 1811. That's right. 1811年的时候，所以他到中国去学英文，那是学中文。
He went in 1811 to China to learn Chinese.
中文圣经不是中国人翻译的。
The Chinese Bible was not translated by Chinese.
而是有一个英国人翻译的。
It was translated by an Englishman.
所以 shame on us. 圣经是神所默示的。
The Bible is inspired by God.
那么圣经除了用文字来表达
besides using language to express the Bible
但是圣经今天也用原就是用这个话语来表达 use word from the mouth
it is used it's being used it's also expressed by spoken words
那么现在以下我们来看一个video clip.
We're gonna watch a video clip right now.
Your church has decided to join us in doing the You Got the Time project and listening through the New Testament. You know, 65% of us Christians in the United States have never read the whole of the New Testament. We believe as you listen through the New Testament, it's going to change you and your church. Now, I want you to go with me and watch what happens when other people hear the word of God around the world in their own native language.
What if faith comes by hearing around the world? Faith comes by hearing is reaching hundreds of thousands of people across the continent of Africa. God's word brings comfort, peace, and joy in all circumstances. And when it is presented in the heart language and in a format that is easy to understand, those who hear will make a deep connection with it. Faith comes by hearing continues to bring the Bible to people of all cultures who cannot read. Faith comes by hearing has listening programs in Bangladesh, Nepal, Sri Lanka, and there are plans underway to launch listening programs in the Mandarin language in China. And in India, Faith comes by hearing programs are having a profound effect on the Telugu people. Nearly 80 million people speak Telugu, and Faith comes by hearing has started 8,352 Telugu listening groups, reaching more than 750,000 people with God's word in audio. In Latin America, God's word is spreading like wildfire. The Quechua Ayacucho language group of Peru was the first to receive the Reclaimer, our new audio playback unit that requires no electricity or expensive batteries to run.
I was brought to the listening group in a wheelbarrow because I was very sick. When I listened to the word of God through the Proclaimer, I searched for God with more faith. Then I reconciled with God and He healed me.
Imagine having heard all of your life that God only spoke the language of your oppressors. That if you attended church, you could only worship in a foreign tongue, one that you were not intimately familiar with. Imagine thinking that God could not understand your prayers because He did not speak your language. Now imagine discovering that the Creator of the universe has not forgotten you or your people if you hear for the first time Jesus, our King of Kings, speak your language. Around the world, faith does come by hearing.
We'd like to invite your church to join us in this life-changing work. We've got hundreds and hundreds of languages that Wycliffe and Bible Societies have finished the translations of and are waiting for the New Testament to be recorded. Now, it takes $25,596 to record the whole New Testament, or $948 per book. We'd like to challenge your church to take on a whole language, or as many books of the Bible as you can. Now, once the New Testament has been recorded, it's going to be put on what we call a proclaimer. This is a digital unit that plays the whole New Testament. It's recharged using solar. If there's no sun, then you use a hand crank, and it charges the batteries, or it can be plugged into the wall, AC. Over 300 people can hear this in the village or church. Now, we want to thank you for listening to the Bible yourself. And we think by joining us, we can reach all nations with God's word.
The word that I have hidden in my heart from years past, it came to life, and it was a tremendous feeling because the word of God became life to me again, and I felt joy and peace and hope.
I began listening in the evening, and I really felt like I became victorious in an area where the enemy was plaguing me on a daily basis.
I knew who Jesus was. But one thing that was very important is that I did not have a relationship with Him. I didn't really know what that meant. And I received this audio Bible, and I used to spend a few minutes every night every night faithfully, I would push that button, and I'm still doing it now, all those years later, has helped me develop a true relationship with my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
I don't think anybody really plans on, especially as a Christian, you never plan on being divorced. It's something that really blindsides the person, especially when their children are involved. And, you know, it really kind of knocked the wind out of my sails. And it was a time in my life where I really needed to be able to cope with the busyness of life and with the loneliness that you feel as a single parent. And I had an audio of scripture. And what I did was I began playing the New Testament in the hallway between two bedrooms of my children. And two boys and two girls. And I put the tape player in the hallway, and I played the tape, one tape a week, to play it over and over again to the children, and I could go to bed. And it gave me such a peace. It gave the children such great peace. It was a stabilizing factor for those children.
These stories are wonderful because they're stories of people who have accepted the invitation of Jesus to listen to his word. And as they've listened, it has created this firm foundation in their lives. We want to thank you for being a part of Faith Comes By Hearing. And we ask that the Lord would richly bless you.
I know who my Savior is. And it's been a beautiful experience for me. And I would encourage anyone to do it. Just, that's all you have to do is push that button.
我们看到圣经不只是在这本用手写这本文字的圣经。
We know that the Bible is not limited to just written language.
那么今天圣经也把它录起来。
Today the Bible is recorded.
就是那些不会看的人能够听到。
So that people who cannot read can hear it.
或者有些人不想去看圣经，他们也可以拿来听。
Or those who does not want to read it can hear it.
所以这个机构 Faith Come By Hearing， 他们就是制作这些 audio Bible， 就是听的圣经。
So this organization Faith Come By Hearing make these audio Bibles.
然后他们就把这个圣经送到世界各地的地方。
And then they deliver these Bibles throughout all over the world.
所以刚才你们看到这个 proclaimer 就是这个东西。
Just now you saw this is the proclaimer.
所以他们把这新约圣经录成不同的原意。
They recorded the New Testament into different languages.
然后那些有些部落他们都可以听到圣经。
And so even in the remote area, they can still hear the Bible.
然后等一下在这个副堂的地方我们有这个英文版的，还有这个中文版，还有个广东版，还有个儿童版的圣经。
In the fellowship hall, there are four different categories of Bible, audio Bible, which is English, Chinese, English, Mandarin, Cantonese, and also the kids version.
但对不起，刚好。他忘记寄来这个儿童的圣经我再跟他们要求，然后以后再拿。
But I apologize that the kids' version didn't arrive, and so I will request them again.
所以你们每一个人可以拿一份。
Each one of you can have one copy.
但是我们也要协助他们的施工。
But we need to also support their work.
也让在世界各地的人有机会听到圣经。
So that people in other parts of the world can hear the Bible.
我们大家都会看圣经。
We all know how to read the Bible.
但是世界各地有很多人不会看。
But there are a lot of people all over the world does not know how to read.
但是他们可以听。
But they can hear.
所以等一下我们有两个收两个奉献。
So we're going to collect two offerings.
有一个奉献就是归入这个机构。
One is specifically for this organization.
然后他们把这些钱来制作这个信业圣经。
And then they can use the money collected to fund what they're doing.
然后让更多的人听到这个圣经。
So that more people can hear the Bible.
认识这位主耶稣。
So they can come to know Jesus Christ.
让我们同心低头祷告。
Let us pray.
天父，我们感谢你，感谢你今天赐给我们的话语。
Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for the words you have given us.
天父，求主你使用我们。
Please use us.
让我们的生命能够成为别人的祝福。
So that our life can be a blessing to others.
主啊，我们为着世界各地还没有听过神话语的人祷告。
Lord, we pray for those who have not yet heard your words.
也求主你怜悯他们，让他们也有机会得到这个救恩。
Have mercy on them so that they also have an opportunity to receive salvation.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名求。
And we pray these in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen.